It was a big day, and Michael and Kathy had just gotten married. "I can't believe we finally done it," Kathy said as they were driving to the reception in the car together.
"I know," said Michael. "It seems like ages ago we got together."
Kathy noticed Michael looked a bit sad during the drive, and the usual leg rubbing wasn't making him feel any better.
"What's up, baby?"
Kathy said. Michael just looked out of the window and sighed.
"You can tell me. I'm your wife now. You can tell me anything," Kathy said as she slid her hand slightly higher up his leg.
"I can't tell you. Not today."
"Of course you can. You can tell me anything now."
"Well, if you must know, it's just that I kind of regret not sleeping with more girls before we got married," Michael said as he gazed out the window at the rented car.
"I want to make you happy," Kathy said, now massaging his cock through his suit trousers. "So, who do you have in mind that you want to fuck, baby?"
Kathy said, now with Michael's huge cock pulled out of his suit trousers and exposed in the limo.
"Well, I definitely want to do your bridesmaids, Lori and Beth.
Oh, and your best friend Annie, too. I'd love to dump my load on her massive tits. Have you seen how big they are? I mean, I would love to squeeze through a door with her."
"Yes, she does have huge tits, doesn't she? 36 triple D cups, she told me once. And this is actually turning me on, baby," Kathy said, now slowly jerking off Michael's thick dick. "I love the idea of your big, thick cock in between Annie's huge tits. I would love to see you fuck her tits and then spray your load all over them."
"I want to do your friend Judy, too. Her ass is so good. Nice and round and firm. I'd love to rape her until she screams. Oh, and my best friend Mary. I'd love to fuck her face and her tight little cunt. Abby, too. I'd really love to fuck her while you watch. She's my dream girl. Annie, Lucy, Lori. I want a fucking orgy with all our friends." Kathy was now jerking Michael's dick so fast her hand was a blur.
"I tell you what, big boy, when we get to the reception, why don't we walk around together, scope the girls out, and you can fuck as many of them as you want and live out your fantasies about what you want to do to them. Would you like that, Daddy?"
Michael's head shot back as Kathy whispered in his ear while she ranked him off. "Come for me, Daddy. Please, Michael. I need you to rape Mary's tight little cunt in front of me. I need you to force your thick daddy dick down Abby's throat until she pukes, and then pull your dick out and dump your load all over Annie's huge tits while she rubs it in." Michael was groaning in pleasure as he pointed his huge dick towards his new wife's face. "That's it, Daddy. Come in my face. Not all over my face, so Mary and Abby can lick it all off for me." And then Michael shot rope after rope of cum all over his new bride's face. And then she sucked his dick clean and tucked it back into his suit trousers. He was so lucky to find her. She was a great fuck, and he loved that she was so encouraging. As they arrived at the reception, Kathy stepped out of the car with her face dripping in Michael's cum. She hadn't wiped it off. She was proud of the load of spunk that her new husband had just shot all over her face, and she wanted to show her off. Her work friend Annie came running over to her.
"Kathy, what's that on your face?"
"It's Michael's load. I was jerking him off in the limo on the way here, and he shot it all over me. Doesn't it look great? He loves to see me covered in his jizz, so I just figured I'd leave it on for a while."
"Oh, okay," Annie said. "Did you want me to lick it off before you go inside?"
"Sure thing, hon. Thanks. I might as well share it. Michael has lots more where that came from. He has to come several times a day, you know. It's a medical condition, he says. And that's why he has to fuck other girls, too, so I won't be overburdened. He is so considerate, don't you think?"
And Michael was standing just to the side of them, and he was starting to rub his dick through his trousers again as he watched his bride and Annie
Annie talk. Annie noticed him looking at her, and she made eye contact with her friend Kathy's new husband as she licked his cum off of his bride's face. It tasted delicious, and Annie wished she could have more. And watching the girls turn Michael on and made his cock hard again, he unzipped his trousers and slowly pulled his dick out of his pants as his bride and Annie watched, and then started jerking it as he walked over to them. "You okay, baby?" Kathy asked as Annie passionately continued licking the gum off of her face. She noticed that Annie was putting on a show for Michael. Michael leaned in and whispered something in his new bride's ear. And then Kathy pulled away from Annie's ministrations and looked right in her eyes as she said, "Get on your knees, Annie. Michael wants to fuck your face. Is that okay with you?" Annie was shocked at first, but then she smiled as she understood what was going to happen, that Michael was going to face fuck her in front of his new bride, and that excited her, and she slowly dropped her knees in front of her friend's new husband, ready to take his huge cock into her mouth and suck him. Kathy grabbed Michael by his huge dick and rubbed it all over Annie's pretty face. "Are you ready, baby? Are you ready to stick your cock into Annie's mouth and fuck her throat while I watch?" Michael just nodded. "Open your mouth for me, Annie. Wider. My cock is big and thick, and you're going to have to open wider to get it all in. And then I want you to suck it. I want to see how deep you can take it." As Kathy fed his dick into Annie's waiting mouth, having rubbed it all over her pretty face first and smearing her red lipstick makeup with his leaking pre-cum. "Go for it, baby. Have your first fling of the day," Kathy told her new husband. Michael didn't hold back and immediately started thrusting his big, thick, swollen cock into Annie's small mouth, stretching it all out of shape, just the tip at first, and then sliding in more and more on each subsequent thrust, forcing her to take all of it and stretching her lips out, and then telling his new wife to hold Annie's head tight while he shoved more and more of his big, huge dick down her throat until she was choking and gagging on it. "That's it, baby. Keep going. Fuck her face for me, Michael. Make her take it." Kathy was now standing behind Annie, holding her head in place while Michael face-fucked her. "How's it feel, baby? Does Annie's warm, wet mouth feel good on your thick dick?" Cum and saliva were oozing out of the side of Annie's mouth, running down her chin and coating her dress before pooling on the ground in front of her. "Rape her throat, Daddy. Face fuck Annie for me, Michael. Rape her face and fuck her huge tits and watch them bounce. I've wanted you to fuck Annie's throat for ages. I can't believe I'm seeing you stretch her throat open with your thick daddy dick. Just look at her throat bulge out every time your cock goes down, and look at the tears in her eyes as she tries to take you." Michael is now relentlessly pounding Annie's throat with his massive cock. "I really want to come in her face, baby," Michael said. "Jerk me off in her face and tits." And Kathy shot around from behind Annie, where she'd been holding her head still from her new husband, to face fuck and started to jerk Michael's thick dick off right in front of Annie's face. "I want a nut on her massive tits, too," said Michael. "Oh, you do, baby? Annie, undo the top of your dress and get your big tits out for Michael, will you?" "Of course, hon," Annie said, and she slowly stretched each strap of her pink dress off and pushed it down to her waist, and then she unclipped her bra to reveal her huge, firm tits, and she pushed them together and started to slowly massage them in front of Michael, being sure to pinch her nipples as he watched. "Come for me, baby. Look down at Annie's tits for me, Michael. They're so big, you have to shoot your thick load all over them."
Not on my tits, Michael. Kathy's right. You have to blow your load on my tits. My boyfriend John is watching us. I want him to see you blow your thick, hot load on my tits and all over my face, too.
And Kathy was now using her other hand to massage Michael's balls as she wanked him off.
Come for me, baby. Shoot your load all over Annie's huge tits. All the other girls are looking over here. Mary's watching. Abby's watching. Susie's watching. Lori's watching. They're all staring and wishing that they were getting covered in your cum.
And with this, Michael started coming all over Annie.
Oh, my God, baby. That's it. Cover Annie with your cum. Kathy, there's so much cum. You never said Michael such shot such huge loads.
And Annie was massaging her tits as Kathy milked load after load out of Michael's dick.
Is everyone watching? I can't see a thing. My eyes are glued shut with all of Michael's spunk.
Annie said as cum was oozing out of her mouth and dripping down onto her massive tits. Michael's load was that big.
Everyone's watching, Annie. Your boyfriend is looking over here at you, and he's just about in tears watching you get coated in Michael's jizz. And all the girls from the office are looking, too.
I bet they're so jealous of you, Annie, that you're getting covered in Michael's load. And Michael spent the next 20 to 30 seconds showering Annie in spunk and finally finished with a huge sigh. Kathy started kissing and making out with Michael. As Annie composed herself and cleared the cum out of her eyes.
Thank you so much, Michael. I'm lost for words. Thank you for shooting your load all over Annie's face and tits. I'm so proud of you, Daddy.
And Michael leaned over to whisper something to Annie as she was playing with her massive tits. If you wipe that cum off you or put those fucking huge tits away, I'm going to rape your cunt. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I want you walking around all day, soaked in my load, drying on your tits and face, or I will rape your little cunt.
Yes, Michael. Whatever you say, Daddy.
And Michael and Kathy straightened themselves up and headed into the reception area, leaving Annie outside on her knees, tits hanging out and covered in cum.
That was amazing, baby. You ready for round two?
Kathy asked, holding Michael's hand, heading into the reception. Mary. I want Mary next. And Kathy scanned the room and locked eyes with Mary, heading immediately over to her. Kathy spent a couple of minutes chatting, gave Mary's boyfriend a hug, and brought her over to Michael.
Hey, big boy, Mary said.
Hey there, little girl. Michael shot back. She was wearing a very low-cut, tight black dress, showing off her curvy figure. Her huge tits were spilling out over the top of her dress. Mary was very petite, but she was stacked on top.
Kathy said you wanted to rape me, bruise my tight little cunt with your massive dick. Is that right? You want to fuck me, Michael?
Take her upstairs for me, Kathy, Michael said abruptly. Mary looked confused, but Kathy took her by the hand and headed up to the bridal suite.
Wow, Mary said. This room is beautiful.
Michael walked up to Mary and put his hand on her throat. I'm going to rape you. I'm going to throw you down on this bed and pull that tight dress up and rape you, okay? And Michael pushed Mary on the bed and ordered Kathy to get his dick ready.
Can you pull her dress up, please, Mary, so Michael has something to look at as I get his dick ready to fuck you?
Kathy asked calmly as she was taking Michael's boxers off.
Oh, okay, Kathy.
You need to rape her hard for me, Daddy, okay?
Kathy said, stroking his dick to get him hard. Really stretch Mary's cunt open and make her bleed when you fuck her with your huge cock, okay, Michael? And Michael walked over to Mary, and Kathy placed the head of his cock against her tiny pussy. His cock looked so big and thick compared to her tiny cunt opening. He immediately slid all the way in. Ugh, in one smooth motion.
Holy shit, big boy, you're so thick, Mary screamed,
and Kathy was massaging his balls and whispering in his ear, fuck her for me, rape her in front of me, Michael, cheat on me with Mary, stretch your cunt open while I watch you pound her cunt.
Kathy, it's too big.
Michael paid no attention and kept pounding away at Mary's cunt. Don't listen to her, baby. Keep raping her. Rape her like she's a little girl. Rape, keep pounding Mary's tiny cunt for me, and I can see her juices on your massive dick, Daddy. I am so proud of you for raping Mary in front of me. And Mary was now holding her ankles behind her head, and her big tits were bouncing around with the force of being fucked. Kathy, please, I'm begging you. Michael is too big for me. My boyfriend isn't going to be able to fuck me now that my cunt's been stretched out like this. I've not been raped this hard since my daddy fucked me when I was just a little girl, Mary pleaded. Oh, my God, did you hear that, baby? She's not been raped this hard since her daddy fucked her. How old do you think she was? 18? 14? Maybe 12? And Michael sped up his thrusting at the sound of this. Oh, you liked it, didn't you, baby? You like fucking Mary's tiny 12-year-old cunny. Fuck her for me then, Daddy. Bruise her little girl cunt so Mommy has to kiss it and make it better for her. Ruin her cunt for her boyfriend. And Michael kept pounding relentlessly into Mary's cunt as her fat ass wobbled every time he fucked her. Kathy, please, please stop this. He's the biggest I've ever had. And his cock is so big and thick and long. It's killing me. Please, 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 Kathy. What's my boyfriend gonna say when he rapes me and my cunt is all stretched open and Michael's load is dripping out of me? Oh, it's too big. Oh, please, please.
Well, Annie, when Michael's dumped his load inside you, you can just get your boyfriend to rape Michael's load even deeper into your cunt. How does that sound, huh? And your boyfriend and daddy can rape you while using Michael's nut as lube, Kathy said aggressively.
Okay, I guess so. My pussy will be so wet and slick once Michael's nut is load inside me that I won't be able to tell his thick daddy dick stretched my underage cunt open, Mary said with excitement.
I'm going to come, baby, Michael screamed.
Please come inside me, Michael. Just finish this, please. You're so thick I can't take it anymore. And I think my little girl cunny is bleeding because you raped me so hard, Mary said.
Nut in her, Michael. Rape your load into Mary's cunt. I want you to breed Mary for me. Shoot your thick load inside her, Daddy. That's it, baby. That's it. That's it. Shoot it. Shoot it. Shoot it.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, my God. There's so much cum.
Keep raping your load inside her. Don't stop. Pound her. Pound Mary's cunt while I watch you nut.
And Kathy was massaging all of Michael's load out of his balls as he dumped load after load of jizz inside Mary's cunt.
Clean her up for me, baby, Michael said as he pulled his dick out of Mary's cunt and walked around to the side of the bed. A huge load gushed out of Mary's snatch.
Come here, Daddy, please, Mary said as she lovingly sucked her juices off of his dick while Kathy was lapping the cum out of Mary's snatch.
Michael thrust his dick all the way into the back of her throat, and he left it there for a good minute until she passed out and vomited his cum out of her mouth.
As Kathy finished cleaning up Mary's cunt, and Mary had sucked all of the cum out of Michael's dick, the two of them left the room to head back downstairs.
That was so hot, baby, Kathy said, smiling. The way you raped her so hard she was crying, and that load you fucked into her. Oh, boy, that tasted so good.
Michael was only focused on his next target as he scanned the reception for another girl. And as they walked back downstairs, they noticed Annie still walking around with her huge tits hanging out of the top of her dress. And her face and tits were still covered in Michael's load, her makeup ruined, and mascara running from Michael's brutal face fucking.
Susie's over there. She's got the best tits out of everyone here, Michael said, visibly rubbing his dick through his trousers.
Sure thing, sweetie, Kathy said, about to head over to get her. But Michael suddenly grabbed Kathy by the arm.
Wait, he said. Get all the guys out of the room. I want to rape her in front of all the girls.
Even Kathy looked shocked by this, but she headed up over to the microphone to make her announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. I have a little favor to ask of you. Now,
Could all of the men please leave the room? That's it. That's it. Chop, chop. Chop, chop. Quickly now. Thank you.
And the men all left in confusion and closed the doors behind them. Now, my new husband, Michael, is going to fucking rape Susie in the middle of the room, and he wants all the girls to watch and join in with him.
And the girls were looking around at each other in amazement.
Susie, can you please get on the table here in the middle of the room and take your dress off? Michael will begin raping your tight little cunt in just a minute.
And Kathy stepped off the stage and started heading over towards Michael, who was now jerking off as Susie got undressed.
Are you ready for this one, Michael?
Kathy asked, walking him towards Susie, leading him by his dick. I know you've always wanted to fuck Susie with her massive tits. Look at those huge jugs and that tight little girl cunt. Oh, my God. I really want you to rape her hard for me. Fuck her. Fuck her. While all the girls were around you, watch. And Susie was now on her back on the table. Bethany and Lori and the bridesmaids were all in their stockings holding Susie's legs apart. And Lori looked at Michael.
I want you to rape her so hard for us, Daddy. Tear that cunt open.
And Michael wasted no time in thrusting his dick inside Susie's snatch and relentlessly started pounding her. Susie's massive tits were bouncing as she was being fucked. Beth and Lori were massaging them and pushing them together so Michael could see her massive cleavage. It was so deep, and he was just imagining his cock right there, right down there, right between them. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Do it, Michael. Yeah. 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 Do it. Do it.
Kathy was encouraging all the girls to get undressed and help Michael to rape Susie. They all started stepping out of their dresses and taking off their bridal hats. One by one, they started fingering their cunts at the crowding around this brutal rape scene.
Look at all these girls for you, Michael. Look at all these girls for you to rape and breed, Kathy said in amazement.
Look, Annie is over there covered in your load. John will have to fuck her tonight with your thick daddy cum still covering her face. And can you see your huge nut leaking out of Mary's cunt? It used to be so tight, but now her boyfriend won't be able to get her off because you stretched out her little cunny. You raped her so hard. And Michael was relentlessly fucking Susie on the table in front of all the girls.
Who do you want to do next, baby? Kathy asked of her new husband.
I think Lori is the fittest out of all your friends. How about you throat fucker while I eat her cunt? Does that sound good, Daddy? Face rape her until she vomits up your cum and all the other girls get to lick it up. Michael's head shot back at the thought of this.
Or how about your friend Abby? I know you like her. You moaned her name last time I was jerking you off. How about I hold her head on my lap and you fuck her cunt open while we both look up at you? How does that sound, Daddy? Rape Abby's cunt for me. Rape her!
And Michael was now picking up pace with Susie and was really fucking her hard. And he placed his hands on either side of her head as he worked away at her pussy. He turned to Beth and said, get behind me. Lick my ass. And Beth shot around immediately and got on her hands and knees. And she placed her hand on Michael's ass and started lapping at his asshole. Ew. 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 Her tiny underage hands were playing with his massive swinging balls. Susie's makeup was running down her face as her huge tits bounced.
Rape me, Michael! Rape me, Michael! Rape me! Rape my little cunny!
Susie screamed. Shoot your fat fucking load all over my face! Dump your jizz all over my massive tits so all the girls can lick it off them! Rape my tight little cunny, Daddy! Make me bleed!
And Michael pulled out and immediately started jerking off, and all the girls dropped to their knees and stuck out their tongues, desperate for a taste of Michael's jizz.
Kathy looked over and started to wank him off in front of all the girls.
Oh, oh, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, I love you so much, baby. I love you so much. I can feel Susie's cunt juices on your dick from when you raped her so hard. And look at all these girls in front of you, desperate for your load. Look at Annie's cum-covered face. Look at Mary's bruised, dripping cunt. And Abby is
so desperate to go home with your load on her face. And Lori wants you to split her snatch open, too. And Lori wants you to fuck her fat ass while you choke her. As Kathy furiously jerked Michael off, he shot rope after rope of cum all over all the girls. That's it, Daddy. That's it. That's it, Daddy. Not all over him. Blow your load on Abby's gorgeous face and shoot your nut on Lori and send them home to their partners, dripping in your cum. And Michael turned to Kathy. I love you so much, baby.